I can try. Well, I mean, we are talking about...
Would you like to...
We are talking about this increased penetration of variable generation across countries and across continents. So in that regard, transmission lines, cross-border transmission lines, would facilitate the fast transmission of electricity from one place to another. Now, because we have variable production in some places, an excess or a surplus of electricity, of variable electricity, clean electricity, would then be transported to a deficit region that would basically convert more and more this variable generation into more baseload-like generation. But to do that and to accommodate for or to match this surplus with a potential deficit, and to match, you know, on one side the supply, the variable supply, and how to forecast this variable supply with the flexible demand, that is all. That all goes down to digital tools, digital platforms that could facilitate that and could meet, could match these two supply and demand curves with as low as possible losses or operational inefficiency aspects. So in that regard, I think digitalization plays a huge role, especially because we are talking about interconnected markets and systems, right? So the capacity of two systems or two markets to communicate, if you want, just to simplify words, to communicate is at the end of the day a responsibility of digital tools and digital connectivity. So maybe in that regard, that's how digital plays a huge role, I think, in the net zero objectives.